There were many seats across the country where Labor failed to gain ground on election night, but it was in Queensland where the real damage was done. The final Senate count in Queensland confirms Labor managed to win just one seat, the party's worst result in 70 years. It's bad news for Deputy Opposition Senate Whip Chris Ketter, whose number two spot on the ticket would usually have guaranteed him victory, but it didn't. He's with us now. Chris Ketter, welcome to the program, and sorry for your personal news.
Thank you, Patricia. It's great to be with you. And look, it's been a great honour for me to have been a senator for Queensland for 5 years, and I don't regret any aspect of it. And I congratulate all of those, the six new senators for Queensland.
It was clear on election night that Queensland went badly for Labor. Did you realise that this was an issue on the night?
Look, I'd love to say I was a guru and, you know, could predict that and saw it happening. We saw some of the early results coming through, you know, straight after the close of the poll, and it was quite clear right from the outset that things were not going as expected. So it's difficult, you know, when the polls are telling you one thing and you've seen something else coming through the AEC. But I saw it on the Saturday of the polling day. I got an inkling we were in trouble when I had a couple of teachers come up to me to tell me or to ask me whether Labor considered them to be the top end of town. And so Anthony Albanese has already made this point that we created this impression that we were setting people, Australians, off against each other, and that was not really the intention that we had, and that was a big mistake.
What are the other things that were lessons in Queensland? I mean, you know, the state, you were a senator, you haven't been returned in that second, usually safe spot. What went wrong? What did you get wrong in Queensland?
Look, Patricia, it's really, really important that we take a proper opportunity to analyse the results that we've had. There is going to be a review, and it's going to be done very carefully and methodically, and it's not really appropriate for me to come out tonight without the benefit of any sort of analysis to say what I think was the problem. We need to get back to talking to people, understand where we got it wrong, and then go forward from there and pick ourselves up. There are millions of Labor voters that are relying on us at the next election to get it right next time around. We had what we thought was a policy of a fair go for Australians, and unfortunately that policy of the fair go for Australia wasn't seen as that, or was misconstrued somehow, and so we have to understand and unpack all of that.
How much do you think Adani figured as an issue?
That's the anti-Adani convoy to Claremont, you know, that really rubbed a lot of people up the wrong way, and quite rightly so. Those people felt that their jobs were not respected, that their livelihoods were not respected. So I've always understood the significance of regional Queensland and the fact that people in regional Queensland often feel that they are neglected, and sometimes that's not true, but sometimes it is true, and we need to craft our policies a lot better. That's one of the reasons why I was fairly instrumental in setting up a organisation within the Queensland branch of the Labor Party called Labor for the Regions. I understand that we need to have a stronger regional voice, and I was also very proud of the fact that I initiated an inquiry into regional inequality through the Senate Economics Committee. That's only sort of partway through, and I'm hoping that is an inquiry that can continue on into the next parliament, because it's got a lot of important work to do.
Those messages that were sent to particularly, as you say, regional Queensland, do you accept that they're not just about marketing? They actually, in their essence, that Labor sent a message to those people that Labor was not on their side?
Look, I don't agree that that message was sent from us. I can't be responsible for how people perceive things, but I know that how hard Bill Shorten worked. You know, he spent a lot of time in regional Queensland doing town hall forums. Our candidates worked so hard, and we crafted policies which we thought would be acceptable to people in regional Queensland. Unfortunately, our messages I think seem to get crowded out by other messages. So, but again, that's all subject to the review. I don't want to take away from that.
Okay,
review.
But you've mentioned that you've been a champion for regional Queensland. What does the party need to understand about those voters to be able to rebuild and recalibrate?
Look, listen to people. For heaven's sake. I mean, it's really pretty simple. Get out there, listen to what people are saying, and try your best to address the issues that they have. And they have very, very real issues when it comes to health, when it comes to education opportunities, when it comes to access to the NBN. I mean, there's a lot of areas where, you know, if we had gone more negative, perhaps we might have been more successful. But there's a lot of issues that need to be looked at. And the first step is listening, and that's what Albo's going to do. He's going to get out there and he's going to take his time to come up with policies that truly reflect what will take us to victory in 3 years' time.
So on that note, you were squeezed out by One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts. Do you think support for One Nation was underestimated?
I always think One Nation is underestimated in regional Queensland. So Malcolm Roberts is back. And that is a protest vote, and that's the message that we need to get there. That if the major parties are not listening to regional Queenslanders, then there will be a protest vote.
Chris Ketter, if I told you during the campaign that you may lose your usually safe second Senate spot, would you have believed me?
Look, my wife was telling me that she thought that that things were not necessarily going to go well for me during the course of the election. But if you look at the way the Labor Senate vote has progressed over the last three elections, Patricia, despite the fact that we did reasonably well at the last 2016 election, our Senate vote has gone down. So I have been worried about that, and I think that's an area that the party needs to look at. Why is it that we're not, despite our awesome candidates, why are we not attracting a stronger vote in the Senate? And we're going backwards there. And I'm hoping, because the Senate is the front line. You know, when you've got a government in power that wants to do things like what Tony Abbott tried to do in 2014 with all the cuts, etc., the Senate is so important. I don't think that message is getting out there as well as it could.
I've had a few people tell me from Queensland, Labor people, Labor-aligned people, that the campaign that was run was a very southern campaign. It was a very, well, Victorian campaign. Do you agree with that?
Look, I think we had policies in each of the electorates that we tried to address. You know, I was working with Flynn. And in Flynn with Zach Beers, our candidate there, fantastic candidate with a great future in front of him. We did have policies. Zach had a vision for the people of Flynn, talking about the hydrogen industry going forward, trying to bring in new industries to the area. He had a vision. So, and I think that was accepted, but in terms of whether it was southern-focused, no. I was so focused on trying to highlight the issues in the areas that I was working at, I couldn't say that I agree with that.
How about for you? What's your future? Are you going to give up all hope from being a politician, or do you want to come back?
If there was ever an opportunity, I wouldn't knock it back, Patricia. It's something every day I pinched myself. I felt that... It's such a great honour and a privilege And I was able to help people through my office, and I just plugged my amazing staff that did such wonderful things for people, whether it came to issues with Centrelink or the NBN or NDIS. It's so important to have politicians who listen and are able to act and assist people. And if people are out there listening, I think it's a greatly underutilised resource that people don't understand, that when they've got a huge issue and everything seems pretty bad, you go to your local politician, and hopefully your senator's office or your local member's office will be able to provide that assistance. And that's something I'll miss. And I've had a lifetime of service. I worked for the Shop Assistance Union prior to that. So, it's what I know. So, yes, if an opportunity came up, I'd probably take it.
What does it say about Queensland that Queensland's re-elected Larissa Waters, that's a Greens senator, and also Malcolm Roberts, One Nation? Is Labor just not appealing in the middle ground?
Look, we got it wrong, and on this particular occasion, and we were misled by the polls, and we thought we had a set of policies. Yeah, people talk about the fact that they're not getting a fair go. And so we came up with what we thought was a fair go for Australia. And so we thought we were going down the right track, but then it turned out that to our surprise, in reality, that wasn't accepted. Of course, it has to be said, Patricia, as you know, the overall swing was very small across the country, but it happened in seats where it made a huge difference. So, Labor is well positioned for the next election. It's not as though we got wiped out or anything like that, but we did have some very disappointing outcomes, and I want to pay tribute to Cathy O'Toole and to Susan Lamb, two hardworking local members. But we're in a position to come back, and we just need to build on that, do it very, very methodically. Don't underestimate people in regional Queensland. Don't try and second guess them. Listen to what people have got to say, and try to craft policies that are actually going to make a difference. And I think if we do that, then we will win.
Chris, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's outgoing Labor Senator Chris Ketter, who, well, he assumed he would get the second Senate spot, because that's what has happened traditionally. But Queensland has confirmed that Labor managed to win just one seat. That's right. It's the party's worst result in 70 years. 0418 226 576 is our text line.